Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
So I wanted to look this week at loving your neighbor. And one way we can do that is to show honesty and integrity to our neighbors. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verses 13 and 14, it says, "Do not defraud your neighbor or rob him. Do not hold back wages of a hired man overnight. Don't curse the deaf or put a stumbling block in front of the blind, but fear the Lord your God. He is God himself." Now, verse 13, first of all, says, don't cheat your neighbor. It tells a group of day laborers to be paid each day. Even though the law said you could hold back that pay for a day, God says day laborers depend on that pay today. So pay it right away. Don't take advantage of someone else, even if it's legal. The question is, do we have compassion for others or do we take advantage of others? The principle here is don't take advantage of another person's ignorance or helplessness. And, you know, what if someone gives you back too much change at Walmart? Do you say, hey, I got some extra? Or are you going to be honest? Walk with integrity and look for the good of all people. Sometimes we look at others and we belittle others. Maybe someone with less money or can't speak clearly, someone who doesn't speak English or has a disability. Again, to love others is to walk with integrity and look for the good of all people. This is John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church, asking you today to go the distance in Christ.